bite them right in two. They're an awful ugly custom thing. Where you take a normal lobster, I mean, you might get 4 or 5 in the trap. 5 or 6, maybe then they won't be hard to beat. She don't want them around her, I guess.
Have you ever found any unusual things in your traps before?
Well, I think the most unusual thing I ever found was a striped bass one time. Of course, I'd never seen one, and that was before that they caught any striped bass to mount anything on the coast, because nobody down here had ever fished for them. And, which is something you never get. I mean, striped bass and lobster trap is unheard of. And I hauled a trap, it was a big fish. You know, for a bass, it was a nice one, probably 4 or 5 pounder. And I didn't have no idea what it was. God, I thought I'd caught something that no one had ever seen, you know. And I showed it to a lot of the boys that was out there hauling, and nobody of them, they didn't know what the devil it was. And I got it home, brought it home. Oh, some happy, you know, thought I'd got something that no one had ever seen. Brought it in, somebody looked at me and said, "You damn fool, that's a striped bass." Now I've got, all kind of custom things you catch in the trap. You get a lot of fish. You get a lot of eels, big ling eels, and you get catfish sometimes, a lot of cusk. On the high bottom, you do catch a lot of cusk, catch a lot of codfish. Crabs, all kinds of crabs. Big ones and little ones and spider crabs and offshore crabs, hide shell crabs, offshore crabs, everything, hermit crabs, wrinkles, sea cucumbers, about anything that you can imagine will crawl into them, you know, for bait. I've got scallops in them. Hauled up mussels in them. Hauled up, you find a lot of stuff, you know, fishing a lot of trash. You get a lot of anchors. Hauled up at people's lost. Oh, anything. You can't imagine the junk that you haul up. Pieces of old boats that sunk. All kinds of junk. You never know what you're going to haul up on.
Besides the close calls you had, have you ever had any unusual things happen to you while you were fishing?
What do you mean? Like what?
I don't know exactly. Out of the ordinary things that were...
Well, I had something that jacked me. I'm in good shape once. my brother and I was hauling offshore. It was a foggy day. Not real thick, but quite hazy. Oh, you could see probably 1/2 mile on the water. We was hauling right along. Wasn't paying much attention to anything. I happened to look behind me. Just turn around and glance. I didn't know what it was at first. Neither one of us did. Like, scared us both right out of our wit before we started and realized what it was, because we'd never seen one around here that much before, and it was the conning tower of a submarine. Steaming right through the water, and God, of course, we didn't know what in the devil it was. And he went right by us, and come to find out, it was a submarine that was going into Bay Harbor. Now, they have submarines into Bay Harbor in boats and 4th of July and everything, but this was late in the fall. And it was going in there for some kind of test. I don't know what it was, but they was having tests. That was when Dow Air Force Base was up here. And this submarine was going in towards Bay Harbor. He wasn't going clear in, but he's going up in that deep water, and then he'd run from there way offshore. And he was setting out these, well, it looked like a long tube, what it looked like, but they were radio beacons of some kind. I don't know what kind of test it was. Sure, but you can imagine what kind of scare that'll give you when you turn around and look, when you don't know there's anything around, you see that cussing great big thing going right through the water. We didn't know what the devil do. Of course, he see us, he was watching us, but imagine he had a radar and the whole works on that thing. It'll kind of give you a jolt when you don't know. And another thing, I got pretty shook up one day. I was alone in my first boat that I had. And it was snowing, light snow, not dead. And of course, you know the Blue Nose, the ferry that runs between Bar Harbor and Nova Scotia. Well, she runs right out through where we fish. She runs right through your gear a lot. I mean, sometimes you'll be within 50, 75 yards from her when she goes by. And I was fishing right on the edge of her path, which I always do fish in. And it was about time for her. She comes in about 2 o'clock, 10 after 2 in the afternoon. She won't vary very much. And she goes out between 8:30 and 8:45 in the morning. And I wasn't paying any attention to what time it was. And I was hauling right there. And someone spoke to me on the radio. And I turned to grab the microphone, and when I did, I looked out the window like that, and that thing was coming right at me, right, couldn't have been no more perfect. And of course, I was so low in the water, he didn't even see me. And, it scared me quick, you know, and I put the boat in the gear and got out by then, got out of the way, but if I hadn't, I guess he'd have probably run right over me because you couldn't hear him. You wouldn't hear nothing. I had that radio on the holler going and everything. And when I went to get off Mundry so that he could see me, he come on the radio and spoke to me. He didn't even see me at all. Of course, it was a small boat, you know. And he got right up on me before he seen me. But boy, that would have been a bad one. I'd have had a dunking right there, I'm afraid. That old big son of a gun. But we watch it quite close. And the guys that run to that, they're good people. They watch you quite close and, you know, the best he can. It's quite a job, I suppose, when he comes out with that great big thing and his 20, 25, 30 boat right down a bunch and scattered around. He has to watch all of them. Of course, it's thick and snowing. It's that much higher.
What do you think?
And if it's any sea on at all, where he's going up and down and so on too, I mean, he could miss you on that radar awful easy because you're awful low in the water to him. So we all watch him pretty close. And if we loaded shrimping or anything, we'll speak to him on the radio and he'll slow right down for us. He won't, because she hauls a wicked weight behind her. And he could sink a small boat if he hits you just right. The wash that comes out from under the stern of him. So we speak to him and he'll slow right down for us.
Hmm. How'd you describe the sea? Friend? Or?
Oh yeah.
Enemy,
oh no, friend. I tell you, the ocean is a funny thing. It can be so calm and so good one minute, and the next minute all hell can break loose. And a man that doesn't have respect for it should never be out there. I'm not scared of the ocean, but I have an awful lot of respect for it. It can, you know, in a matter of hour, it can change completely. And you can get in some bad trouble by ignoring it. It's a very funny thing. You can take in on the shore, say you have a rough spell, and I mean you get a lot of sea going. Those big breakers can come in 4 and 5 and 6, I mean 50, 60 feet high rolling in there. And then it's just apt to die right down and there wouldn't be another one come for 15 minutes. And you'd think, well, I can get that trap now, let's die right down. And just about the time you'll get in there, she'll break again. And she's a funny thing. You don't want to take no chances. It can, if it hadn't been for the sea, I would never have nothing that I got. I mean, that's where I've got, what I've got all of that. That's all I've ever done is just beat around the water. And like most of the guys around me, it's the same way. I mean, we're all the same. We've all made our living. I haven't done anything else besides go fishing since I got out of service. Either one kind or the other. I've been fish dragging, I've been shrimp dragging, I've been lobstering, I've been hand seining, I've been scalloping, I've been, well, about everything. Hake crawling, halibut crawling, hand lining, long lining, anything going. Different season. Anything is a dollar in. It's a funny business once you get into it. I mean, it's in your blood. You can't get clear of it anyway. You'll never be satisfied doing anything else.
That is the end of tape 747.3.